many artists have created pieces inspired by the life of Julius Caesar. With the assassination of Julius Caesar, master of Apollini Sacrum depicted the events leading up to Caesar's assassination in a four-scene sequential narrative that is both interesting and eye-catching. The assassination of Julius Caesar is based on the murder of ancient Roman Emperor Julius Caesar in 44 BC. This piece was painted 1,400 years after the murder, but Italians in this time period still trace their ancestry back to the ancient Romans. The piece was designed to decorate a cassone, which is a wedding chest that a groom would order for his bedchamber. Seeing images of ancestors reflected a great deal of pride for 15th century Italians, and so the piece is very befitting for a room concerned with the preservation of the family line. The piece itself might just look like a mass of people and observed from afar. If you look closer, you will see that it actually consists of four different scenes painted in sequential order. On the far left, we see several concerned priests warning Caesar not to go to the Senate. Behind this, a golden statue of Julius Caesar is pictured in a large crevice in the wall. I believe that the artist put this statue in to stress the fact that almost all Romans adored Caesar and did not want him murdered. Caesar seems to not believe the priest's warnings, and so he continues on to the Senate. In the next scene, Caesar is portrayed speaking to a man who is kneeling before him on the ground. Look closely, and you will see that this man is presenting Caesar with a scroll identifying the conspirators. We can tell that this man has a great deal of respect for Caesar by the way he is kneeling before him. Caesar looks a little more concerned than he did in the last scene, but yet he still ignores the news and continues on to the Senate. At the middle right, the Senate is depicted, with a cutaway view revealing the actual assassination. The conspirators are in a circle, stabbing Caesar, while the terrified onlookers can do nothing but watch their leader's death. While observing this section of the painting, I wondered to myself questions like, what were these people thinking when they watched Caesar die, and what would it be like to actually be there and witness the murder? Finally, to the far right, we see Caesar's body being placed on his funeral pyre. All of the funeral attendees look extremely sad and mournful, which is further evidence that Caesar was a very well-loved emperor. Behind the funeral, Trajan's Column, a well-known monument at the time, can be seen. This helps to emphasize the ancient Roman setting. If you inspect the piece further, you will see that, although the painting takes place in ancient Rome, all of the people are dressed in traditional Renaissance clothing. Master of Apollini Sacrum did this to modernize the piece and make it relevant to Italians of the time period. Master of Apollini Sacrum was an Italian Renaissance painter who was active in Florence, Italy, between the late 15th and early 16th centuries. He was a traditional Renaissance painter and was greatly influenced by early 15th century artists such as Botticelli and Perugino. He was always faithful to his particular style of painting and was known for reintroducing the figurative models of the past and incorporating them with the more modern Renaissance styles. Master of Apollini Sacrum created the piece using tempera paint on wood. Tempera is a fast-drying paint that consists of a colored pigment and a binder medium, usually an egg yolk. Tempera was fairly popular during the Renaissance time period and was frequently used by artists like Sandro Botticelli and Raphael. The Assassination of Julius Caesar is a piece that epitomizes the Italian Renaissance. It seamlessly integrates the Renaissance style of painting with a significant historical event. This has been Noah Hogan with another Bulldog Podcast.